Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Wednesday the 10th of August, the Feast of St. Lawrence, Deacon and Martyr. On this feast, St. John gives us the words of Jesus. Unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain, but if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Jesus is that wheat grain. He came into our world a powerless, poor, single grain. In his falling to the ground, in his life, death and resurrection, Jesus yielded a rich harvest. It's wonderful to think, isn't it, of Jesus doing that for us. Each of us can say, of Jesus doing that for me. The challenge comes, however, as we read on to the next words of Jesus, where he says, if a person serves me, they must follow me. Wherever I am, my servant will be there too. St. Lawrence was a deacon who lived in Rome from about 225 to 258 AD. He was one of seven deacons in Rome who were killed during the persecution of Christians by the Roman Emperor Valerian. Tradition says that he was asked to hand over the treasures of the cathedral to the emperor. Instead, he brought forward poor people, saying, the church is truly rich, far richer than your emperor. This act of defiance led to his martyrdom. St. Lawrence accepted Jesus' challenge in today's gospel. He didn't remain the single grain, but in living in his faith, in his care for the poor, and in dying for Jesus, he fell to the ground and yielded a rich harvest in the Church of Rome. Today, Jesus challenges you and me to do the same. Jesus wants each of us to follow him and yield rich harvests. God willing, we won't have to die for Jesus, although we know Christians are still dying for their faith in some parts of our world today. You and I are called, however, to die to ourselves so that we can become more like Jesus. Jesus wants us to die to anything in our lives which cuts us off from him or from other people. He calls us to die to indifference, indifference to God and indifference toward other people. We are to learn to give ourselves. Jesus wants us to be givers and not just getters. We live in a world where we're encouraged to see ourselves, our happiness, our success, we can say myself, my happiness, my success, as all important. I, me and mine are the important words. Jesus wants us to be different. Jesus wants us to let the I, me and mine in us die so that we can grow in our love for him and in our love for other people. St. Lawrence, like him, Jesus wants us to have a special love for the poor. Are there ways of speaking or acting or thinking in me, in my life, that need to fall to the ground and die so that I can produce a rich harvest, so that I can grow to be more like Jesus? Are there ways of speaking or acting or thinking in me that stop me growing to be more like Jesus? What holds me back? What stops me from going further with Jesus? What stops me from going all the way with Jesus? In the way I act and speak and think every day. What stops me going all the way with Jesus? God bless you all.